Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
All right, what's up?
How you doing?
Coach, obviously around here a lot of interest in Russell Wilson from the years at NC State. Could you just talk about his development this year and what he's done for you guys?
Well, he came in a very hardly fought and competitive situation, and both he and Matt had to, you know, move ahead of the incumbent guy, Tavarius Jackson, which they were able to do that. And through the preseason, he just had so much production and made so many things happen. And to go along with the remarkable character and his habits and his smarts and all that, he's won the job. And so he's been in there battling like all the young guys, and he's had us in every game. We've won two home games and lost a couple games on the road. In both of those, we had the ball in the last drive to win the football game. So he's an eyelash from having just an incredible start to his career, you know. And right off the bat at Arizona, we had three plays, I think it was, from the 7-yard line to win a game, and we couldn't get the ball thrown and caught, you know, to win that thing. But that would have been an amazing way to start. So he hasn't been in any way but, you know, unique and special, and so we're excited about him.
What trait do you like best about him? Is it physical, or is it mental, or is it a combination?
It is totally a combination of things, because he has so many positives. He has all of the makeup and the confidence and the way of carrying himself, and his work habits are so excellent. You know, you couldn't ask for better. And then he has marvelous accuracy, and he's a terrific athlete, and he's got a good arm. So he's just a very good football player, and we're excited about him. And he's trying to figure this NFL game out, as we all are, to make him play really well.
Can he be compared at all to Cam Newton, or is that too big a stretch?
Well, I don't know if there's many guys that compare to Cam. I think the dynamic style of play that he brings, and because he's so big and he's so fast and all, and he's tough enough to be able to carry the load, he's just one of a kind, I think. You know, I think he's different than RG3 that's running the ball some as well. Just in trying to tackle the guy, he's an amazing football player. And so we saw it in him when we went through the draft. We started to measure how effective he was throwing the ball down the field and how accurate he was, and we just were marveling at his consistency and ability to hit open guys. And he did it right from the first game last year, you know, right off the bat. You all saw that, and he's amazing that he can do that. So he's just got so many aspects to him, and I think he's unique and is a standalone guy.
Hey, when you look back at Carolina's most recent game in Atlanta, what jumped out to you about their performance? Obviously came up just short, but played pretty well down there.
Yeah, that was a really good football game for them, and they made the big plays when they had to get back in it, and when they, you know, when Atlanta came roaring back at them, you know, the quick screen outside to Polaris, and you know, just the plays that they were able to make were really good, and the big rush they had too on Atlanta, which is, you know, that's uncommon for them. They're usually a very good protection team. It's 7 sacks in that game, you know, that's a big deal, obviously. So, I mean, all of those things added up, and it's just, I just can only imagine how hard a game it was for them to take, because they had it, you know, and 99 yards away, you know, you feel like you're going to be able to figure that one out. And unfortunately, they were able to make, Ryan made a great throw, and Ryan makes a great play, and they're in the game, you know.
Your team defensively has obviously done very well. What is the best part of your defense?
I think that there's two big aspects to us. We're really big and solid up front for the running game, and then our secondary is real active. You know, real active bunch of guys are very big and cause problems. So I think I'm hoping it can remain, you know, somewhat of a double-edged, you know, force that we can present our opponents, because we want to continue to play the running game. And if our guys can continue to battle and compete with all the classy receivers that we have to play, then it makes us, you know, at least a challenging defense to go against.
Obviously, a lot of attention to Russell Wilson. Marshawn Lynch is a guy I guess you can just count on every week. What's it like to have somebody like that back there?
Well, he is a big deal. I mean, he's such a leader and such a tough competitor, and he's got such style to him, and he's just demonstrated great consistency. You know, starting last year at the midway point on, he just tore it up, and he stayed on course with that. Marvelously conditioned athlete, and works really hard to maintain, you know, his physical side of his game, and he just brings a lot. He can catch it too, and he can block, and so he's a big deal to us. We're lucky to have him.
Hey, Pete, what'd you think about the Panthers' pass rush against the Falcons?
Well, I thought it was tremendous. I thought they did a great job getting rolling, and that. I think that because I have so much respect for what Atlanta does and their system and their ability to protect and all that, you know. Obviously, Johnson had a huge night, but they were really getting after it, caused them some problems.
The thing they do, putting their ends down inside a tackle, is that something you see a lot of, and is that, you know, something you just have to kind of make adjustments to?
Yeah, no. Some teams do. It's not common, but you know, you're always looking for matchups, and they have guys that have enough flexibility that they can move them around. So it's good scheme, and it does cause you issues because you're trying to pinpoint protections and the strengths of the rushes and things like that. And when guys are that flexible, you know, going from side to side and inside and out, that's as challenging as it gets. They're doing a nice job of that.
What's your travel schedule when you come east? Do you leave early, or what's that look like for
you?
Yeah,
we travel Friday. We'll get in Friday night and get situated and have a, you know, a regular day on Saturday and do a thing like we normally do. It just gives us a little bit of an edge, we feel, you know, just lessening the travel and the burden on the day before the game.
You don't practice in Charlotte on Friday, though, do you?
We have our walkthroughs that we do.
One last Russell Wilson question. What's sort of the next step in his development that you'd like to see?
I think we'd like to see an efficiency on third down, you know, for the whole offense. You know, that's, Russell's a part of that. But we need to function better on third down for us to maintain the drives. We've had a lot of long drives, opportunities the first four games, not enough of them. But they're so difficult. And if we can get our third down stuff going, we can I think be a problem offense for people. We can run the football. And we really take great pride in that, but we need to take the next step now.
Thanks very much,
Pete. Thank you.
All right, guys.